Ordinary Average Guy Podcast Show. Hey, welcome to the Ordinary Average Guy Podcast Show, episode number 2. Look at that. To all the doubters out there. Made it number 2. I am Jay Ken. Recording down here in the old Buxty Hootie Studios. That's what I'm going to call my little recording area. The Buxty Hootie Studios. I think it's better to say studios rather than the dungy side of my basement, personally. But yeah, I got some stuff to talk about. So a week has gone by since the last podcast, and if you remember, we ended off last week talking about the big weigh-in. On Tuesday, we had the weigh-in, me and two other guys at work, to see who can lose the most weight by percentage. That's very important. It's very key. It's by percentage. In a year, and there's some big dollars on the line. So anyway, we weighed in on Tuesday, and I will be honest with you, when I weighed in, it was a number that I normally wouldn't want to see on the scale, but I made it my mission to gain as much weight as possible before weighing, right? That's the old classic trick. That's the trick on how to win these things. You have to gain all sorts of weight, you know, pack on the pounds. Next thing you know, you are, you're the heaviest you've ever been, and you start a weight loss competition, and you can lose all that weight pretty quick. Well, that's what I did. I don't want to say the weight. I really don't. Just in case a lot of people, for some odd reason, end up listening to this. I just would hate people to know how much I weigh. It's a disgusting number. The thing is like 4 weeks ago, I was at a weight that I was actually very happy about. So I made it a mission of mine to pack on the pounds in about 4 weeks, and I did a good job at that. So I'm going to pat myself on the back a little bit about doing that. But here's the deal. So one of the things I like about this competition is that it's a year long. So I don't have that feeling of making these major adjustments to my diet, if you will. You know, just, you know, everything in moderation, right? That's what everyone always says. Everything in moderation, which is easier said than done, especially when it comes to, like, you know, sugar, right? I mean, it's just like it's addicting. I think it's more addicting than anything on the planet, including cocaine. But I did make, and here's a little thing that I'm a passionate believer in. I'm making one change. I am doing Metamucil. And every time, and I saw it before a meal, so before lunch and before supper, I'll take 2 scoops of Metamucil and water and drink it. Reason being, and there's a lot of benefits to it. I mean, that's what the back of the thing says anyway. There's a lot of benefits to it. I would like to think that they're not lying to me. But I don't know, it makes you feel fuller, right? And I don't know, it's like good in fiber or something like that. So, well, that's okay. So that's the thing. true story. So in the past, I've did the Metamucil trick, and I like it. And I think it's something you should look into. as a person with no medical training, I think you should look into it. But if you don't take it and you start, it's going to, I'll be honest with you, it's going to be a rough couple days getting your body getting used to it. And that's exactly what happened to me. It was so I was, well, I'll just tell you the story. What the hell? That's what this is about. So I'm at work, right? And I'm working hard. I'm in my, I have an office. That's, you heard that right. I have an office, my own office, my own computer, name tag on the door, the whole deal. And I'm sitting there typing away. And all of a sudden I feel the rumbling. And, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I was in the middle of something. So I, you know, hold this in a little bit. Well, all of a sudden I got to the point now where it's like, I gotta go. No big deal. I'm fortunate where I have a bathroom literally, a few feet from my office. I mean, it's easy to get to. So I walk in there and, the bathroom is a one staller. Cause we don't have a big office building, you know, compared to other people. So we just have one stall in the bathroom and wouldn't you know it, the damn thing, it's occupied. There's someone in there. So this isn't good. This isn't good at all. Cause this isn't just a normal situation. This is a Metamucil situation. So I'm thinking to myself, this isn't good. So luckily there's a bathroom on the other side of the office, and I gotta get over there. But here's the thing. Now, anyone that works in a, I think any, you know, office, factory, whatever, when you work with a lot of people, there's always these people that want to talk to you, which is great. I love it. I love talking to people. I mean, if I can't talk to people, I talk to myself, for crying out loud. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm just talking to myself. You know, so I like talking to people. It doesn't bother me that much. But in this situation, you know, you see these people and you make eye contact and you just, you know, your next 10 minutes are shot, more or less. You're talking to these people. Well, when you got a Lincoln log scratch in your underwear, you don't have 10 seconds to talk to somebody, much less 10 minutes. So I have to make my way from one end of the office to the other end of the office without making eye contact with anybody, without talking with anybody. So you kind of come up with this map in your head. Okay, how am I going to get over there? You know, where does everyone sit? What route do I need to take? And this is all going through your head, you know, while you're kind of walking funny. So you don't want anyone to see you walking funny, because hey, why are you walking funny? So I start walking, and I have a map in my head, and I'm weaving my way through, and then I think to myself, oh my Lord, the other bathroom also is a one staller. So I'm praying to God Almighty, please let there not be another person in that stall, because if there is, it's done. Well, I will tell you that I made it. I didn't talk to anyone. I got in the bathroom. No one was in there. And, well, you know, that's the end of the story. The thing is that I was worried there because I have a lot of goals in life. A lot of goals. For example, here's a good one. Have a loving marriage, right? I'm married. Have a loving marriage. Another goal would be to have a healthy 401k retirement, right? Raise good, healthy, respectable kids. Above that, my number one goal in life is don't shit my pants in public. That's the number one goal. And You might be thinking to yourself, what? I'm telling you right now, if that's not on your goals, it should be. And not only should it be on your goal list, it should be number one on your list of goals. Because if you shit your pants in public, you're done. Okay? You're never going to recover from that. Now, if you you crap your pants, you know, at home in the privacy of your own home, whatever. If that's what floats your boat, God bless you. I mean, different strokes for different folks, I guess, as the saying goes. But if you do it in public, it's over. It's done. I'll tell you what. Last week we talked about nicknames. Talked about nicknames quite a bit. I'll tell you what. If you want a nickname, shit your pants in public. I guarantee you, you will have a nickname for the rest of your life. Well, needless to say, I made it over there, and my goal is still intact. And then I wanted to start working out. Man, this is so, oh my God. So, I mean, this is just a weird week. It's like, you know, when I come up with things to talk about on this thing, it's like, should I really say that? should I really tell people this stuff? But then I think to myself, no, I do, because this is the Ordinary Average Guy podcast show, Ordinary Average Guy talking to ordinary average people. And I want you, because maybe this stuff happens to you, or you think about this stuff and you might think, I'm the only person this has ever happened to. Well, I'm here to tell you, you're not. And this is a safe place. So anyway, I was going to start working out this week. Couldn't. I could have. Who are we kidding? I definitely could have. I just, you know, it was an excuse not to. What happened to me was I fell down the stairs at my house in the morning. Went upstairs. Got my stupid phone. All right, that dumb phone that we always have to carry and we always have to look at. Well, I'm done with that. I'm done looking at that dumb thing, because I was looking at my phone, and at the top of the stairs, I slipped. I don't know what the deal was. I you would think with all of the practice I have walking up and down the stairs that this wouldn't happen to me, but I slipped. And just like on a cartoon when they slip on a banana peel, that's exactly what happened to me. I went up, landed right on my back, and I slid down the stairs like an avalanche. And I'm not going to lie to you, I was in pain, and I still, yeah, it's still a little tender. My back, my lower right back, still a little tender. So I wasn't able to work out. I could have, but you know what? I got a year, right? I have a whole year to do this, so. That's that. So far the week's going pretty good. I got the whole Metamucil thing going on. I have every, the working out will come. It'll happen. You know, one day at a time. This week I feel a little more comfortable. I'm drinking a cold Busch Light. Not sponsored. Maybe someday. Man, so I got a 5-year-old, 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old, okay? And if there's one thing I can tell you, if you don't have kids, but you're gonna have kids, I can think of a couple people right off the top of my head, they're gonna be having babies here pretty soon. Any advice I could give you, get your TV shows out of the way, right? So if you always wanted to watch like Entourage or something like that, watch it. If you wanted to, you know, Suits is big right now on Netflix. My wife and I watch it now, binge it, get it out of the way. Because once these kids come, the TV's done. It's over with. And, I mean, there's a show, Pocoyo. That's one, you know, Blippi, right? We all know him. Daniel Tiger. Oh my God. Daniel Tiger and Llama Llama. I don't know if you know these shows or not, but these, when I hear the voice of those little bastards, I literally want to go just like jump in the pool with my concrete shoes on. It's terrible. It's terrible. Yeah, but the kids like it, so that's what's on TV. But here's the deal. I found two shows, and I didn't find them. They're very popular. But they're shows that I can watch with the kids. Bluey, obviously. I'll tell you what, if you're not watching Bluey, like I said, you're watching these shows anyway. So you might as well watch something that you can somewhat take in. Bluey's one of those shows. Funny, you know, they throw in the jokes once in a while for the parents, but still good for the kids. There's another one on Netflix called Lego City Adventures. Okay, now here's the deal. I'm not telling you to watch these shows on a Saturday night when the kids are in bed and it's just you and your old lady laying on the couch. You know, you got the popcorn, right? You got the you'll cuddle up under the blanket, you know. You got the, maybe the fireplace is going, you know. And, you know, maybe you got a glass of wine or something, or a cold Busch Light or something. And all of a sudden, you go to your wife and you're like, hey, let's watch some Bluey. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying if you're going to watch these shows, watch those two shows. Those are two good shows that I found, and If you know of any other ones, let me know. But Bluey and Lego City Adventures, and I will be... So there's this... I didn't think I was going to be talking about Bluey this episode, but there was an episode last week that dropped called The Sign. And there was two funny parts in that show that I thought were, I laughed out loud. You're going to have to watch them and you'll probably know what I'm talking about, but there's two parts that were pretty goddamn funny. And hey, I'm going to be honest with you at the end there. I take pride in, you know, not like ever, like ever, crying. I don't cry. I don't do it. If I cry, it's like legit something bad happened to someone I love, then I'll cry. But I'm not crying, you know, for, you know, these, you know, if I was in the NFL and I played for your Green Bay Packers and I won the Super Bowl, I'm not crying. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to cry. I'm just not going to, I just don't do it. I take those emotions and I just push them. I push them down. And then like once every 3 months, we don't have to talk about this anyway, but yeah, it was a good episode. And so I'm going to tell you right now, that's my little tip of the week for you guys. If you guys are stuck with kids and you're watching these shows and they're like, I want to watch Llama Llama, say like, hey, how about Lego City Adventures? And you're going to thank me. I swear to God. And you know, it's like, I feel like when I was a little kid, I don't know. Maybe I just don't remember it, but cause my kid's 5, 3, and 1. So I probably don't remember that far back, but I don't remember ever watching, like, I don't even know if they had Nick Jr. back then. Like, I know they had it, because I remember, like, my sister's 6 years younger than me, and I remember, like, watching, oh, by the way, speaking of Nickelodeon, are you guys watching this thing on HBO? Yikes. How's it called again? The All Quiet on Set, I think it's called. Weird. Now you know why these guys grow up to be just freaking lunatics. Crazy. Anyway, side topic. When I was a kid, anyway, I don't remember Nick Jr. Like, I remember watching Rugrats and stuff like that. But even those cartoons were, you know, Rocko's Modern Life. You guys remember that one? That was funny. Ren and Stimpy was the one show that my mom, literally, it was on TV, and she walked in, and that was like, my folks were pretty easygoing with the TV. Like, I could kind of watch, within reason, I kind of watched what, like, my mom took me to Twister when it came out in the theaters, and I was like 10 years old, maybe even younger than that. Which, I don't know, I just watched it not too long ago, because my five-year-old kid is, like, on this big tornado kick. He just loves tornadoes. He wants to be a storm chaser now. But my kid's on this big, so we watched Twister, and yeah, whatever. But I remember being scared shitless, you know, and then that night, there was a thunderstorm, and I was just, you know, just terrified. And I don't think that was a movie. Like, I don't think if Twister is coming out, there's a new one coming out. And I don't know if I would take a 10-year-old to that movie. So the moral of the story is that my folks were kind of easygoing with the TV. But Ren and Stimpy, that was on TV one time. And I remember my mom coming in saying, nope, I'm not doing it. You're not watching this one. And I had to turn that one off. But pretty much every other one was good to go. Like, oh, dude, you know what, like, this woke, you know, like, everything's woke, right? And I don't want to talk about that, really, because that's not what this podcast isn't about, that stuff. But if there is one thing about the whole woke movement that is kind of a bummer, is that, for me personally, is that the Dukes of Hazzard is probably never going to be on TV again. And that was the show that I watched when I was a little kid. It was on TNT reruns, the Nashville Network. No, not TNN, TNN, not TNT, the Nashville Network, TNN. And I remember coming home from school, and there was a show on before the Dukes of Hazzard. It was like a line dancing show. You know, these cute little cowgirls dancing around. So I would always watch that. And then I'd watch Dukes of Hazzard. And I loved that show. And it's all, you know, that's what I wanted to be when I grew up, was a Dukes of, like, I couldn't wait to grow up and be on probation. I couldn't wait. And, like, I even, like, was trying to, like, look at my family tree, and I was trying to figure out, like, okay, who, I'm going to be Luke Duke. That's me. I wanted to be Luke Duke because he, at a young age, I'm pretty proud of myself. At a young age, I realized that Luke Duke was the smarter of the two cousins. He's the one that always came up with the plan. And Bo Duke was the, I guess you could call it the more attractive one. He was the one that, you know, got the girls, I would say. But even at a young age, I was like, yeah, I want to be the smart guy. The thing is this is how much thought I put into this. Is that I had blonde hair. As a little kid, I had like dishwater blonde or whatever. And Luke Duke had dark hair. And I'm like, oh, God damn it. I got to somehow get dark hair, you know. How can I grow up to be Luke Duke if I don't have dark hair? And then I had a cousin who was going to be Bo Duke. And he, that son of a bitch, had dark hair. But Bo Duke had blonde hair. So I'm like, oh, God, this is not starting off right at all, right? Well, I finally got that. I kind of, like, you know what, we'll be different. I'll have the blonde hair. You can have the dark hair. I'm still Luke. He's still Duke. And then I'm trying to think, okay, who can be Uncle Jesse? Luckily, I have a big family. So I was like, all right, well, I got Uncle Jesse. But Uncle Jesse didn't have a wife, so somehow I got to get that guy, and you know, I got to break, I got to break that family apart, because you know, we can't. There was no Aunt Jessica; it was Uncle Jesse. So anyway, So there we go. So now I got Bo, I got Luke, I got Uncle Jesse. Now I need a Daisy Duke, right? So now I'm like, all right, which one of my cousins is the hottest, right? I apologize. That was uncalled for. But you know, that's you know, that was the show. Long story short, we grew up and that never worked out. You know, speaking of woke culture, you know, I was talking to my dad the other day, and I and he said to me something pretty profound, actually. He said, you know, Justin, when I look at people, I don't see color. And I was like, wow, that's, like I said, that's a pretty profound thing to say. And he goes, yeah, I never have. I said, that's pretty cool. He goes, yeah, I'm colorblind. That's the kind of jokes that I said back in the day, back in my stand-up days. Maybe there's a reason why that didn't take off, now that I think of it. And I'm down here in Buxty Hootie Studios. I do like how I worked that joke in, though. I will say that. So anyway, that's what's going on in my week, right? Falling down the stairs, taking a lot of Metamucil, and watching Bluey and Lego City Adventures. Next on the show here, we're gonna get to the song of the week, ladies and gentlemen. last week I mentioned I was gonna do a segment about the song of the week. Every week there is a song. It seems like this anyway, that just, it just, I just can't stop listening to it. Listen to it on repeat. And I'm just in the mood that week for that one particular song. Like I said last week, it could be any genre, really. I'll be honest with you. Some weeks I'm in the mood for like I was in like a bluegrass mood not too long ago. Or folky, bluegrassy, and then, you know, but then the next week I'm listening to, like, Megadeth. I don't know. Back in the day when we had iPods, my song list was all over the place. And I want to be the person that essentially has a song, talks to you about it, and you think to yourself, wow, I never heard this song before. This song is great. You tell it to your friends, and they're like, whoa, where'd you hear that song? And I was like, yeah, Jay Ken, man. The Ken Man told me about it. But then there's going to be some song, you know, some weeks are just going to be, you know, some classic tunes. This week, the first song of the week is going to be a song that you all know. You all heard it a million times. But the reason this is the song is because last week I made this comment about windows down, radio up, and obviously, I mean, that goes without saying what that means. You know, hey, I'm driving down the road, got a good tune on the radio, crank it up, windows down. But that to me is it's a phrase that, again, I probably didn't make it up by any means, but I remember the exact moment when I thought of it. I remember I was driving down the road, right? And it was a spring day. The sun is finally shining. It's nice and warm. Birds are chirping. It was, you know, I mean, we just got through a dreadful Wisconsin winter. And all of a sudden, I'm just feeling, you just ever have those moments where you're just feeling fantastic? Like, literally nothing bad can happen. Like, just, it's just feeling, you're just like, I think euphoric would be a word. You're just on top of the world. I was having one of those moments. And all of a sudden, this song came on the radio. Nothing special about it. It's a good tune. I like it. Nothing special about it. But this song came on the radio and it just hit me hard. And I cranked that radio and I rolled the windows down and I had my arm out, one arm on the steering wheel. And I just said to myself, windows down, radio up. So windows down, radio up is a, that's a phrase that I say a lot to myself when I'm just feeling good and you're just feeling awesome. So in honor of the windows down, radio up feeling, this this song of the week this week is Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult. That was the song that was on the radio. Again, I don't, nothing special about it really. More cowbell. I think that's the cowbell song. Pretty sure. But that was the song. And every time I hear that song, you know, that's one of those things where every time I hear that song, I just, I could be having a bad day. If that song comes on the radio, I'm cranking it. And, depending on the weather, might roll the window down. But in honor of spring coming, when we have that first nice day and you're driving around, turn that song on. See if you can feel what I felt that day. That was a fantastic feeling. So anyway, windows down, radio up, baby. Blue Oyster Cult. And if I wouldn't get in trouble playing it, I would play the song, but I don't really know the rules behind that. So I'm not going to play the song. Look it up for yourself. And I'm sure you heard it 1,000 times. But that's the song of the week. Don't Fear the Reaper, Blue Oyster Cult. Next on the list here, we're going to see if we have any emails. We're going to do the email segment. Again, you can reach me at jken@outlook.com. That's Jackalope, Kite, Ernie, Nancy, Ordinary, Average Guy @outlook.com. And let's bring up the emails once. And okay, that was the email segment. I am just kidding. I actually did get a couple of emails from Lane and Beth. So let's read them. Let's see what they have to say. From Lane. Hey, Jay Ken. Excellent idea. The weight loss idea is a fun way to get viewers. All right, now we're talking. Get those viewers. Get that money. Incorporate healthy habits, ideas to maintain success. Incorporate healthy habits to maintain success. I like today happy, healthy habits. Hiking, walking, small portions. Got to still have ice cream. You're goddamn right. You got to have ice cream. Ice cream with a little sprinkle of Metamucil on top. Oh, yeah, baby. Now we're talking. Music ideas. what do we got? Oh, music ideas. Okay, so these are some songs that she's saying I should listen to. And by looking at the titles here, they're looking to be hip-hop songs. Candy Shop, Pimp, 50 Cent. Oh, I've definitely heard of 50 Cent. Who hasn't? Next one, Whatever You Like, T.I. Okay, definitely. California Love, Tupac. Oh, yeah, I know this one. Everyone knows this song. California Love by Tupac. Tupac's like the Beatles of rap, isn't he? Isn't he like a big deal? That's what I always was told. The Get Up, Blanco Brown. And then, there's an F word in this title. And I said I was going to use one F word. I said I was going to try not to use any F words. I'm not going to use it here. Because maybe I'll have a better opportunity to really get that F word out there. FU2, B Mike. Here we go. All songs. All songs are windows down, music up. I love it. Windows down, radio up is the actual phrase. I will try to send more songs. Happy creating, Lane. Well, thank you very much, Lane. We will, I'll check those out. And I'm guessing I should check those out when the kids aren't in the car. All right, now we have another email here from Beth. This is funny. Hey, first time listener. It's funny because it was my first episode. Oh no, maybe I'm missing the punchline about against the grain. Oh, maybe I'm missing the punchline, but against the grain was a Dan Patrick Show bit that McLovin did. Just don't want you to get canceled. Well, thank you very much. Okay, so last week, there's another segment I'm going to be doing about the unordinary opinion, which I don't want to call it unordinary opinion because I just, I don't see that looking right on a t-shirt. See, when you're creative, like me, and you want to make money, you got to think, you know, marketing. And I don't see people walking around with a shirt that says unordinary opinion. I did make the comment last week about against the grain, but no, thank you, Beth, for telling me that that's already been taken. I wasn't aware of that. But I will say this. Against the grain was a Dan Patrick Show bit that McLovin did. Okay, so McLovin. So here's the question. McLovin from the Dan Patrick Show, was that before or after that movie came out? What the hell is that movie called? You're all sitting in your chair right now, just like Superbad. Superbad, right? McLovin. So I feel like Dan Patrick stole McLovin from Superbad. Interesting. Maybe he's going to get canceled now. Well, anyway, we'll have to come up with a better name for that. Also, we have some messages on Facebook. Also, I have a Facebook page, The Ordinary Average Guy Podcast Show. Look me up. You can send me messages on there as well. And then I'm also going to drop this in the description, in the show notes, so you can just click the link. But this message is from Taylor. Two burning questions. I want to know the whole story and how you got your nickname, J. Ken, and what is wrong with Gmail? Well, I don't have enough time to talk about Gmail, okay? So we'll save that for another. That could be its whole episode. Really, the thing is, I don't use it. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where you don't use it, and then you try to use it, and then you got to learn it, and you're like, oh, God. But real quick, this just happened to me the other day, and this is why I don't like Gmail. And I'm sure there's something I could click to turn this off. But I emailed a person emailed. So my wife and I have a joint Gmail account, and somebody emailed us. And I forwarded it. That's a weird one. I forwarded that email to my mom. Because even though I'm 36 years old, I still want to have her input on some things. So I sent it to her, right? And then she replied back. Well, then we wanted to email the guy. And what Gmail does is, like, they take the, which I see why it would be nice, because when you look at your inbox, you have like 7 emails that have to do with the same topic in the same email. But then when I emailed the guy back, I was like, oh, I hope he doesn't see the email that I sent, because it made it look like I was sending that whole thread. I just don't like it. I just don't like it. So you know what? I was my first ever email I ever had was a Hotmail account that I still have. I haven't gotten rid of it. And every time people are like, what's your email? So-and-so@hotmail.com. And they're like, I don't know. I just get a vibe from them. Like, oh, geez, get with the times. You ever heard of Gmail? I'm like, no. Fuck you. I don't want Gmail. I like my Hotmail account, And then when I made the email for this account, I'm like, well, I'm not going to do Hotmail. Jesus Christ. I made it Outlook. That's what I like. Jay Ken, how did I get that name? Well, it's a good story. So this guy knew my name, and he knew my first letter in my name. And then he also knew the first syllable of my last name, and he put them together. And that's how that got to be. But this was before the whole, like, you know, it seems, I think maybe I said this last week, but now everybody does that, right? Like Aaron Rodgers is a Raj. It's what it is. I feel like that was before that. Like, that wasn't a thing yet. I feel like I was the original first letter, first syllable nickname. I really do think I was the original. So that's why I like it. But like I said, okay, real quick funny story. I think it's funny. When I got that nickname, that's what people called me. I got that freshman year, all 4 years of high school, people called me that. And my senior year, there's a guy in my class who everyone liked, myself included. He was a nice guy, great guy. Sometimes he actually thought like he was almost too nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever, you know, these people are like, sometimes like, man, I think he's almost too nice. Where like, what are you trying to sell me here? You're too nice. See, the trick to being, you know, you don't want to be too nice. You also don't want to be an asshole. You know, you don't want that either. The perfect thing is to be a nice guy, but just with a little pinch of asshole. If you can, I'm saying like 90-10, if you can pull that off, 95-5, you just got to have that little pinch, and you'll succeed. You'll succeed in life. But anyway, he was a nice guy, and in senior year, he was, for whatever reason, I don't know why, again, almost too nice, where it's like, is there a thing going on here? But he was going to make me a shirt. I was like, okay, all right, whatever. You know, there's something about another man giving another man a shirt that he made that, I mean, it's just not, you know, it's not an everyday thing. But he made me this shirt. And we're in study hall, and he gave me this shirt. And I said, oh, thank you very much. And I opened the shirt, and I don't have the shirt. I wish I still had it. I don't have it anymore. But it said, I don't even remember exactly what it said, but it said something, 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 Jay Kent, with a T at the end. And I just was like, well, thank you very much for the shirt. But why did you write Jay Kent? And it literally, this is 4 years since I got that name. Everyone calls me this. And he goes, well, I thought that's what people call you. I thought that was your name. I was like, no, I mean, my last name's not Kentucky. It's Ken. Anyway, my buddy Joe, to this day, hey, Jay Kent. But anyway, that's how I got the name Jay Ken. It was in science class freshman year. And that's all that happened. I got another message here, Facebook Messenger, from Tom. Hey, when's your next podcast? Okay, all right. So tonight is Saturday night, 4:20, man. Yeah, dude. Saturday night on April 20th. I am going to try to hold on to this until Tuesday, and then, going forward, I'm going to try to drop these on Tuesday morning. My thought is that maybe this is something that you could listen to on your way to work on a Tuesday morning, right? So that's my plan here. So going forward, keep, you know, subscribe, right? Subscribe, hit the like button, all that stuff. But that's the plan, is that this is going to be on Tuesdays. So that's when the podcast is going to be dropping, and going forward, we're going to shoot for Tuesdays. And I'm trying to, you know, obviously do this every week. So thank you very much for writing your emails and writing your messages. Again, you can find me on Facebook, Ordinary Average Guy Podcast Show on Facebook, or by email, jkenoag@outlook.com. And we're going to leave on this note here, the unpopular opinion this week. Again, name of the segment, to be determined. Obviously, it's not going to be against the grain. Don't want to get in trouble. Okay, so this week's last week's unpopular opinion, it was something I didn't like. And I will be honest with you, I got some feedback. Someone was pretty upset about the whole not licking queen thing. You know who you are. You know who you are. okay. And, but I did get a lot more people that said, yeah, queen sucks. So, but this week is something that I like, and I feel like nobody else does. It's the wave. Waving to people. When I was a kid, and I'd be driving with my dad somewhere, and we'd be driving down the highway, he would wave at someone. And I would say, who is that? And he literally would go, I don't know who that was. And I just like, why? You know, that was then. Now, you know, I feel like I wave to people that I know, and no one ever waves back. You know, like I work with people, and we know what vehicles we drive, and you know, wave to them, and no wave back. Or you're driving around your neighborhood, someone's, you know, raking their leaves, and you, hey, how you doing, neighbor? No wave back. I really want to bring back the wave. Wave to people. Okay? Not hard. It's not a hard thing to do. It when people wave at me, very rarely, but when they do, I feel good. I feel good about it. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. This week, try to wave to somebody. Wave to people. Wave and try to make some friends. Lord knows this world could use a lot more waving. So anyway, that's about it for me. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I did get some compliments on the first podcast, so I'm hoping that the second one is, lives up to your expectations. And here is to having a windows down, radio up type of week. Later.